The school board in Muskegon Heights battled a budget deficit for years. They gave up that fight a year ago and asked the state to just take over.
The system that was in place imploded.
That's Don Weatherspoon, the guy the state eventually sent in late April to be the emergency manager.
Everything you can think of basically broke down. Discipline, learning, record keeping.
By May, Weatherspoon discovered the district is more than $16 million in debt. So much debt, it couldn't afford to open school last fall.
I couldn't declare the district to be bankrupt.
That's because the state sent Weatherspoon to avoid bankruptcy. And no other school district in the area wanted to merge with Muskegon Heights because then they'd have to take on the district's massive debt. So Weatherspoon did something different, something that's not been done before in Michigan. First, he lays off all the employees, everybody. The old emergency manager law allowed this. From there, it gets a little hairy, but really, Weatherspoon had the power to create a new Muskegon Heights school district, authorized by the old one that he's been appointed to run. The new school district is in the same area, but it's a totally separate new school district with its own school board. And most importantly, the new district has zero debt. By early July, the new school board hires Mosaica Education Incorporated, a charter school company, to run the schools. Less than 60 days after the contract was signed, classes begin. It did not go smoothly.
And at first when we got here, what was it like? I don't know, like...
Crazy.
It was crazy.
It was just mayhem.
It was confusing. It was chaotic.
You know, so it was kind of chaotic.
Very chaotic. And chaos seems to be the word of choice to describe not only that day, but all the other days.
The high school principal quit before training was over. High school students didn't get their class schedules for weeks, and when they did, many had missing classes or the wrong classes. Local clothing stores ran out of school uniforms because they didn't have enough time to stock them. Cleaning and school supplies arrived late. Daryl Todd says he was very frustrated then. He's one of three members on the new school board. When I talked to him just a few weeks ago, he hesitated to say the chaos was over.
I don't necessarily feel that there is a calm right now because I know that there are so many things that are happening that need to come together so that we can have this be a successful year.
Near the end of our chat at one of the district's elementary schools, the lady from the front desk comes on over the loudspeaker. She says there's not enough staff to cover lunch today. Teachers will have to feed their students in the classroom or accompany them to the cafeteria. Todd closes his eyes as we listen to the apology and promises to teachers to make up for the lost prep time.
Interesting.
Keeping teachers under such chaotic conditions is hard. More than one in four have quit so far this year. I couldn't get any current teachers to agree to a recorded interview. Mary Valentine, one of the district's most vocal critics, was not surprised.
Teachers who are working over there are willing to say there's a lot of problems and there's a lot of morale problems, but they won't say it out loud and they don't want you to use their name because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
And while those teachers are returning to work today, I did find some teachers who quit already and were willing to talk. We'll hear from them tomorrow. In Muskegon Heights, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.